always confusion with Mike Tyson, who's standing by with Jim Gray. Jim?
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Steve. Mike, was that your shortest fight ever?
I bear witness there's only one God, and Muhammad, blessings and peace be upon him, is his prophet. I dedicate this fight to my brother, Darabam, who died. I'll be there to see you. I love you with all my heart. All praise be to my children. I love you. Oh God, man, what?
Is this your shortest fight ever? In any time, amateur, professional, ever?
Assalamu alaikum, Maida. I don't know, man. Yeah, Lennox Lewis. Lennox, I'm coming for you.
Mike, is it frustrating to train like you did and then have this as 7 or 8 seconds?
For this fight. I only trained probably 2 weeks or 3 weeks for this fight. I had to bury my best friend, and I dedicated this fight. I wasn't going to fight. I dedicated this fight to him. I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lennox is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Are you saying now, Mike?
What I do, but you guys can't define me. I define my work as a father. I'm many things, you know. I'm many things. Yeah, I'm a convicted rapist. I'm a hellraiser. I'm a father, a loving father. I'm a semi-good husband. You know what I mean? What? You know, I'm just a man out here trying to enjoy my. I was born poor. I ain't never had nothing. I don't know how to act, all right? But the real thing is, I'm just here to be me. I don't care what
you know what
I am or who anyone thinks I am. At this stage of my life, but I'm a pretty much of a tyrant titan. Yeah, that's who I am. I'm on the Zoloft thing, right? But I'm on that to keep me from killing y'all.
I won't talk nice.
All right, y'all. Welcome to the Just Talk with Sam podcast. Once again, Just Talk with Sam podcast. Let's start this off. For me, it is Sunday morning, late Saturday night, right after the Sugar Shane fight. Shit. The Mayweather Sugar Shane fight. This is what just happened. First of all, I had to do the times. For y'all, it's like next week, Tuesday. So I hope that helped y'all out, because a lot of shit I'm saying may be dated. So I gotta break it down. Once again, it's Just Talking with Sam podcast. Is, you know, who I am, Sam, talking on the podcast. Once again, another week. Why should y'all listen? Well, fuck it. Y'all make that up for yourself. I don't know. I just know I'm true voice in radio, and let's face it, terrestrial radio sucks. That's all it is to it, man. Terrestrial radio is bullshit. Why I still here is because the broke niggas can't afford iPods and MP3 players yet and don't have internet access. That's why terrestrial radio is still walking around. As always, I got my co-host, Mr. Captain Morgan, and I needed Captain Morgan for what the fuck I just witnessed. I just saw this fight, and I'm mad as hell about this fight. I'm not mad about this because, I was rooting for Sugar Shane and some shit like that. I'm mad about this fight because this fight did absolutely nothing except prove shit I already know, that Mayweather will beat the shit out of Sugar Shane. Why the fuck did I order this? Mainly because, well, nigga owed me $50, so I mean, what the fuck? I mean, yeah, why not watch the shit? But, I mean, really, man, watching this fight and watching Mayweather beat the fuck out of Sugar Shane, and then at the end of it, you know, he was pretty cool about the shit. He was pretty cool about it. He just said, look, I had to whoop his ass to let everyone know I'm the truth. And that's pretty much it. And Sugar Shane just had that, yeah, he whooped my ass. We all know he was gonna whoop my ass. Vibe about him. And I saw this shit coming. I saw this shit coming, man. Because I was watching some with Sugar Shane Mosley, about 6 months ago. He was doing something. They asked him about his wife, and you know, he playing a little joke, and he said some shit like, well, if I don't take the trash out every night, there's gonna be a new champ in the house. Well, Sugar Shane, you should have sent your goddamn wife, because you got your ass whipped. Mayweather beat the fuck out of you, and now he's just gonna go and give us what we want in the first place. Him versus Pacquiao. That's one I want to see. I wasted $50 trying to watch this fight and try to make some sense of this shit. But maybe I thought Sugar Shane had one more in him. Well, let's cut the bullshit. I knew Sugar Shane didn't have. I thought he was gonna surprise us, like George Foreman surprised his ass a couple times when he whooped Michael Moore ass. And if you listen to the intro had nothing to do with Sugar Shane Mosley or Mayweather. I love putting intro together because it made me miss boxing, and for the craziest nigga it made out of boxing, and that is Iron Mike Tyson. Iron Mike Tyson, and I don't mean the bullshit Mike that we got a couple years ago with tattoos on his face. That nigga crazy as hell too. I don't want to fuck with that nigga. But I'm talking about Iron Mike, and his ironness was not only crazy, but he just beat the shit out of people. 27 seconds, whooping the nigga's ass. And then after the ass whooping, he give him a kiss on the forehead and say, good luck next time. That's sportsmanship. And then the next thing they say is, well, you know, sportscaster, I'm Iron Mike Tyson. I had to whoop his ass. You know, that's what they paid me to do. Then whoever ass he whooped, come on, yeah, you know, it's just Mike, you know, I got my ass whooped. The only motherfucker who was mad about the shit, about Mike whooping his ass was, I can't think of my man's name, but he didn't have no sportsmanship, no way. He was like, fuck Mike. And Mike had to whoop his ass again. But he still said fuck Mike, but boxing ain't what it used to be. I guess it's the, what I'm doing now. I got the volume down, but I am watching ESPN about the shit. And they just kind of going through, and they got to bleep some shit because kids watch. I just never understood why the fuck you show this nigga getting his ass whooped, but yet you bleep the word ass. Alright, I'm getting off topic. Iron Mike is the fucking truth, and we need people like him back in boxing. I need a crazy motherfucker back in boxing to make me watch the shit, because I'm tired of Mayweather just whooping ass. We had Roy Jones for a minute. Roy Jones talked shit, and then he beat you and talked shit about you, and that was good. That was good, but he wasn't crazy as Mike. We need somebody. Mike go whoop your ass and rape somebody the same night, nigga. That's who I want. That's who I want. But I'm getting off topic. I just had to. I know I'm starting my show off about this, but I really had to address that shit. Mainly because I lost 50, I didn't lose, but I just invested $50 on some shit I already knew. And hey, nigga, you can say what you want. Maybe when you get a radio show, you can do off the book, you could answer people's letters, but I'm gonna take 5 minutes out to tell y'all about how I'm feeling right now, because, well, Cap is pouring in this motherfucker. I can't believe that niggas was rooting for Shane Mosley. He ain't even Sugar no more. It wasn't nothing sweet about that goddamn fight. The only thing sweet was some fucking gay-ass trunks. But anyway, this is Just Talking with Sam podcast. I don't get off this fight, and I don't talk to y'all, because that's who I talk to every week. As always, y'all guys can email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@g. No G in talking. I can't stress that shit enough. Some people still complain. We like 9 shows in this motherfucker, and some people still complain. If you're complaining about this shit by now, well, you're just going to be complaining. And my man Cap agree with me. So, one thing I want to touch on. Y'all Action League motherfuckers, y'all have been showing up in droves, and I like y'all for it. I like y'all for it. I am getting some new stories, and as always, we're going to have a new Action League member right now. I want to give a shout-out to the nigga who's supposed to be here today. You know who the fuck you is. This nigga, you ever had somebody come over your house, watch the fight, and leave directly after it's over? But, man, whatever. But it is what it is. I'm reading stuff from people playing around with the Just Talking with Sam drinking game. Y'all having fun with that, and I'm a little proud of that. I'm a little proud of that. One person asked me, and there's a comment, it says, how do you think this is going to end? So I don't exactly know what the comment is, when he says, how you think this is going to end. Either he's talking about the drinking game. The drinking game obviously is going to get somebody fucked up. I'm just gonna be honest with you. He's just honestly gonna get somebody fucked up. And, or if he's talking about the radio show as a whole. So, I answer both questions. As a drinking game, oh yeah, somebody gonna get fucked up. There's gonna be a couple DUIs, maybe a couple car accidents from this shit. So, be on the lookout. As far as the radio show, I don't know, man. Either this shit is gonna be how it is right now when I'm talking to y'all and it's kinda like an intimate setting and I'm just an underground motherfucker and I'm just gonna be that for the rest of my life, or I'm gonna say some conspiracy shit and it's gonna be a Rothschild talking to those goddamn, walkie-talkies that's in the middle of your fucking forearm. You gotta pull your goddamn sleeve up to talk in it. And then someone's gonna shoot me and it's gonna be on the news and they're gonna paint lies about me and that's what's gonna happen. So, or somewhere right in the middle where I have an actual job doing this shit all the time. But right now I'm just having fun with this shit, just like y'all having fun listening. So that's the end of that. One thing I want to hit on, I don't do this shit first because y'all always get me hyped. I love talking about my Action League, and y'all niggas have been niggity. Y'all Action League people, y'all have doing some action, y'all getting these hoes in line, y'all are doing what y'all supposed to be doing, and I am never more proud of y'all for doing that shit. Keep doing it, keep that pimp hand strong. Action League, with those who don't know, if you ain't listened to the last show, I am now awarding niggas for keeping their shit together. It's people who have problems, preferably with a female. You don't necessarily have to have a problem with a female. The rules of Action League, you gotta have a problem. You are to do nothing to address that problem initially. Actually, you're supposed to do something for yourself, and somehow that problem gets solved. And my newest Action League member comes from Nolan. Let me read what Nolan writes. Nolan, he says, off the top, okay, I'm reading ahead. I get in trouble with this shit. I always read ahead. But he says, I hate my girl's high heel shoes. My girl wears these high heel shoes, stilettos, everywhere we go. I don't mind that she wants to look good, but the problem is that she always gets them in a size smaller than what she actually wears. And it's what she actually wears cause she would have everyone think she has smaller feet than to wear something comfortable. Okay. So now she wears these things that make her feet hurt and look good. That makes her feet hurt to look good. That also means she spends more time trying to squeeze in these shoes and then walks pigeon toes, which eats up more time when we are late everywhere we go. I feel that. Alright, never mind. I'm editorializing. In the spirit of Action League, I like that shit. I love that shit. I decided to do nothing and keep going about my business. That day I went to the doctor because I recently found out I had type 2 diabetes. That's fucked up. My doctor told me in this visit that this form of diabetes is very manageable and even beatable. All I have to do is eat healthy, get more exercise, such as walking, even join an organized sport. With that news, later I joined my church's softball team and pushed myself to run or walk at least 3 times a week. And I've been eating healthier in order to keep this thing under control. Okay. About 2 months later, I had a softball game with the church. I forgot all about the high heel shoes because I quickly remembered about the high heel shoes because I parked in the dirt lot on the way to the softball field. But my girl had on shoes. Oh, my girl had on the shoes. So it turns out walking on the dirt road with the rocks and uneven ground made her usual shoe pain a lot worse. I didn't pay any attention, and I was focused on the game. I went and played the best game of my life, and I made one of the winning runs of the game, and all the church members came out on the field, including my girl, but this time, she didn't have any shoes on. She told me in the car ride home that she's done with the stilettos, and since then, she's been wearing sensible shoes. You know what? That was a long ass way. I'm sorry you got diabetes, but god damn it, man. Me and Cap agree. Let me ask him. Cap Morgan, let me ask him. Yep, Cap agrees that that is Action League. You get a song, and I'm finna play this shit for you. So when you look at your girl and them shoes in that shoe closet, because what you pulled off was pretty, it was borderline, but hey, we get a song for you. We even give you a song that says borderline. So pump this shit up, talk about this shit, go home, go to your softball game with your diabetic ass, and pump this shit up.
My recital.
I think it's very vital to rock around the top of time. It's tricky to rock around, it's tricky. Hell yeah, it's tricky. Tell her to take off those punk ass shoes so you can go somewhere on time. God damn, man. You wear a size 12, don't try to get in a size 9, motherfucker. God damn. You got this motherfucker dying. This nigga is dying. Still trying to be, this motherfucker is dying trying to live out his Ken Griffey Jr. fantasies, goddamn. He in the church league trying to be fucking Barry Bonds, and you can't get nowhere on time. You can't do nothing because you want to look good. Who the fuck you looking good for? You already got your man. You old uppity, I wear stilettos. No, nigga, leave them fucking stilettos alone. Look at you, you going to a baseball game. You at the church. Fuck you don't get. You already got his sweet ass. If you want this nigga, keep this nigga. He gonna die in 3 years. You wanna kill him, get this nigga a slice of chocolate cake. Over, Johnny. But anyway, Nolan, man, you make Action League this week, because what the fuck you did? You did absolutely nothing. She learned a goddamn lesson. You don't walk in stilettos everywhere. I hope you're getting somewhere on time. I hope your diabetes shit going okay. But if it ain't, so what? At least that motherfucker can make it to your funeral on time. Hell yeah, Nolan. Keep that shit going. Keep my Action League members. Y'all all send all your shit. Action League questions, comments at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. And I'm finna do something I ain't did in about 3 fucking weeks. Really get into some of these questions. I mean, I kind of dicked around with it last week. I talked about it. I talked about playoffs. I'm still a little bit good about the playoffs. I am watching this shit. Hands down, I'm making a declaration on this podcast. Whoever wins LeBron versus the goddamn Boston, all of them, Boston, will win the East. Now, the West is up for grabs as long as Breath and Kobe body, I don't know about that. Kobe is fucking phenomenal. Ain't nobody fucking with Kobe. If they go against Phoenix, and I'm pushing for Phoenix, them niggas in trouble. But if they don't, well, they good. Oh yeah, Captain Morgan agrees with this shit. And I just need to give that playoff update. I'm a little upset. Looks like David Stern got to some people and they stopped shit talking. But that's okay. That is all right. Playoffs has never been more playoffier. Last time I saw a playoffs that I was this into, Anthony Hardaway was in the goddamn league. And you couldn't tell me nothing about Anthony Hardaway. Hey, family, we're going to be honest with each other. I rode this nigga nuts since the day he left the bench. I was in 7th grade, goddammit. So I'm dating myself. You do the math, motherfucker. Anthony Hardaway couldn't do wrong in my eyes. Him and fucking Patrick Ewing was the shit. They was gonna revolutionize the NBA as a whole. That shows my dumb ass right there. I just knew Anthony Hardaway. 2 years later, ain't nobody seen this motherfucker. Anthony Hardaway now works at Popeyes down the street from me. So that shows you how much he revolutionized the goddamn league. That's my playoff update. I'm doing a lot of shit on sports today. Maybe that goddamn Mayweather. Mayweather didn't piss me off because he won. Mayweather could have said this shit and saved my ass $50. That's what it is. But anyway, let's move on to some questions. We're going to move on to some questions, and we're going to help some people out because I need more Action League people. I need y'all doing this shit. Anthony writes, my aunt recently moved to Memphis, Tennessee. I want to visit her, but that city has a lot of crime, and with my luck, I'm bound to run into some trouble. Do you have any tips to keep me safe? Okay, Anthony, let me start it out like this. Stay the fuck out of Memphis. Nigga, I got Google. Memphis is the number two worst places to live list. This is a current goddamn list. I stay in Detroit. Detroit is not even on that fucking list. Worst places to live, nigga. Nigga, Jim Crow, slavery and shit is still going on in Memphis, nigga. Don't go. I don't know if you black, white, or whatever your ethnicity is. Stay the fuck out of Memphis, because they got something for you. Whatever you got. That's the only place where it's black and white racism going on. And if you don't pick a side, nigga, they both gonna get you. Another thing about Memphis. Memphis is the top three for murder, rape, and carjacking. Not individually, nigga. Collectively. There's a category called murder, rape, and carjacking. And they're the top three. Stay the fuck out. Here's what you do with your aunt. You send her ass a card and you talk to her on the phone in the safety of your own house, motherfucker. You do not go to Memphis. Oh, shit. Here's another thing. Rape. Okay. Let's talk about the crimes. It said murder, rape, and carjacking. Okay. Mine is rape. That's more black crimes. That lets you know. I don't know what your race is, nigga, but that's just letting you know. As far as white crimes, that rape thing, man, that's kind of a white crime, but, you know, black people rape too. But if you got black and white crime, both of them kind of black and white crimes. If you a punk ass city, you know, that's what it is. It's number two on the goddamn worst places to live, so I wouldn't go, nigga. I know you may love your aunt, but I wouldn't go, nigga. But here go some shit. You said, with your luck, you probably get into some shit. Let me give you some signs to look for, motherfucker. So you don't, cause I need, look, let's, family, I'm being real with you. I ain't blew up yet. I got a good 30 some odd loyal listeners, and niggas just come and go when they please. I need to keep y'all living as much as fucking possible, nigga. So, here goes some signs to look for, nigga. It's simple shit. If you in a place where there's a check cashing place, a bail bondsman, and a chicken place all in the same fucking plaza, get the fuck out of there. Get the fuck out of there right now, nigga. Do not be around that motherfucker. Here's another thing. You go to Walgreens, CVS, shit like that, and simple shit is locked up behind the counter. Nigga, I stay in the hood. In my hood, nigga, lotion is locked up. Lotion and Alka-Seltzer. You can't even get high off Alka-Seltzer, and this shit is locked behind the counter, nigga. Just get the fuck out of there. That's where you don't want to be, nigga. That's where you don't want to be. And Memphis sound like that's the place. Get the fuck out of there. You can't do the shit when you talk about abandoned buildings, because we in a recession, nigga. Abandoned buildings is all around, so don't even go by that shit. But if you see a bunch of abandoned buildings and niggas are out that motherfucker, get the fuck out of there. Here's some shit to look for. I'm not telling you to judge, nigga. I don't know if you white, black, or whatever. Okay. But here's the black people you look for. If you see black people that look like Pac-Man Jones, get the fuck out of there. That's what you do, nigga. If you see three Pac-Man Jones in a row, you don't have to worry. If they dentists and they just doing some experimental shit and they giving each other grills, nigga, get the fuck out of there. That is what the fuck you look for. If you see three cousins on a goddamn tattoo, get the fuck out of there. That's what you do. Okay? I don't know what race you is, but white people, if you see poor white people, get the fuck out of there. If they look like they came from the goddamn Great Depression, them dirty ass white people who just being around white people, get the fuck out of there. If you see white people that don't look like they came from a goddamn Gap, get the fuck out of there. If you see white people not wearing khakis, nigga, don't be around that shit. Cause that is some shit finna go down. If you see white people that you don't know and they look like cancer patients, and it's eight of them wearing white, they are not cancer patients, motherfucker. You don't have to worry about them coming from a goddamn chemo meeting. Nigga, those are skinheads. Get the fuck out of there. Don't stop and ask they ass if they got cancer. Don't do that shit, nigga. You finna get in some shit. Here's another thing. I don't know what race you is. If you see rosacea-faced Mexicans, that's Mexicans with that little red shit around the nose and shit, get the fuck out of there. Every Mexican I know got just sweaty. Yeah, I know it's racist as fuck, but they sweaty as hell. It's 20 degrees outside. You see a big-ass Mexican on the corner with a goddamn snow cone sweating. If they got that red shit around their nose and mouth and eyes, get the fuck out of there. Anthony, I'm trying to save you. I'm saving you so you can save me, nigga. I need you listening to this shit. I'm giving you all the signs right here, Anthony. Anthony, here's another thing. If they make a TV show or movie about the town you are about to visit, do not go to that motherfucker. CSI Miami, CSI New York, CSI Los Angeles. All of those places got shit going down. Here's it is. They had one about Detroit. I stay in the D. I throw my city under the fucking bus. They made four movies back to back about my shitty ass city because some shit was going down. They had Four Brothers, Gran Torino, 8 Mile, Crossover. All of them was depression there. You just saw depressing shit about that city, nigga. Get the fuck out of there. Don't visit. Here's another thing. They did. I was watching the NBA. They did make some shit about Memphis. It's called Memphis Beat or some shit like that. So they made a TV show about the place you about to go. Stay the fuck out of there. If they make another thing they made, was the other shit? K-ville. They made one about fucking Louisiana after Katrina. If they make a TV show, a movie about your fucking city, some shit is about to happen, or it did happen, nigga. Do not be in that motherfucker. That's what that's saying. This is where you go. They ain't gonna make a show about Wichita, Kansas. That's where the fuck you tell your aunt to move to. Wichita, Kansas, goddammit. Cause ain't nobody making a show there. Only thing you got going on there is corn, motherfucker. Captain Morgan agrees with me, nigga. So I hope that, here's another thing. If you find yourself in a city, you're about to fucking fight. Here's the shit you look for. I'm giving you all the help you can, cause I don't want a nigga murdered. Here, look, I gotta tell you, Anthony, I'm doing this on fucking selfish reason. I'm just being real with you, Anthony. I don't want a nigga get murdered. You, I don't want you getting murdered. Listen to my goddamn show. That's bad press, goddammit. Hey, I'm the fucking podcast murderer and shit. And I gotta answer to some motherfucker cause your dumb ass had to listen to this shit on the MP3 visiting a part of town that you don't know about, motherfucker. So fuck that, nigga. I need to keep your ass living. Here's another shit if you deal with these motherfuckers I seen, here's how it goes. White people, if you're about to fight a white person will put some shit on you. Listen for signs. They're gonna argue with you, and then they're gonna say some shit where it always sounds like self-defense. They're gonna say some shit like, I see your hand. I see your hand. What do you have in your hand? Get your hand out of your pocket. I see your hand. That's what white people do. That's what white people do. So if this motherfucking white person says, I see your hand, run. Fuck it. I'd rather be a fucking live racist than a dead fucking freedom fighter, nigga. Just run, nigga. Just run. If he says, I see your hand, motherfucker, I see your hand, or try to put some shit on you that you done do, fucking run, nigga. Get in the car, drive the fuck off. Black people, you ain't gotta worry about black people. This how us niggas handle it. This how us niggas handle a fight. We gonna come in a group, first of all. We will whoop your ass in front of an audience. We don't like whooping your ass one-on-one. We will whoop your ass one-on-one, but we would at least like a nigga to tell the goddamn story with you. So here's what's gonna happen. The nigga who's about to whoop your ass is not gonna say shit. He ain't gonna say a goddamn word to you. What is gonna happen is it's gonna be roughly 4 to 6 of his closest friends around his ass telling you fucked up. So if you hearing, okay, I'll throw the number up. 6 to 8 niggas telling you fucked up. If you hear this, Here's the phrase you look for, Anthony. Aw, shit, nigga. It's finna go down, motherfucker. Aw, you know you fucked up, my nigga. Aw, shit. And the main nigga who just finna whoop your ass is just sitting there stoned. He ain't gonna say shit. He gonna look at you with a stone fucking face. He ain't gonna fucking blink. But six of his closest friends are around you. Oh shit, nigga! It's finna go down! Oh shit, nigga! That's your ass! That's your ass, motherfucker! Meanwhile, the main motherfucker has not moved one fucking bit. Get the fuck out of there, okay? First of all, get a car. Cause I don't know what you are, but you ain't gonna run faster than these niggas. I mean, stereotypes are here for a reason. You ain't running fast than this motherfucker. And when that motherfucker who ain't said shit gets you, he gonna whoop your ass because, well, that's his way. And why waste everybody's time? This nigga got an audience. Just like, look at fucking Mayweather. I hate keep going back to this goddamn fight. We knew Mayweather was gonna whoop his ass, but this motherfucker had an audience, so he had to go ahead and whoop some ass so people didn't feel left out. So this nigga, if he ain't said shit, he gonna whoop your ass because he don't wanna make the six niggas around him feel left out. Cause it take a lot of energy to run around this motherfucker standing still, telling this motherfucker that he done fucked up. And you probably don't even know what the fuck you did, Anthony. You probably don't even know what you fucking did. But if you fucked up, nigga, take they word for it. It's six of them, one of you. Get the fuck out of there. Mexican people, my Latin folk, I love my Latin folk. They don't need an audience. They don't need, well, they have one, but they don't need it. What Latin people do right before you get into a fight with Latin folk, their lips are never more chapped. They ask you questions they know the answer to, and they just keep licking their lips. They just keep licking their lips. So like, I feel insulted. Do you feel insulted? Don't ask me. And then they get into the shit and they just keep licking their lips. And then what they do, they don't ask you shit. They ask their boys. Hey, did he just insult me? Did he just do that? Ain't nobody talking to you, man. I'm talking to this guy right here. Hey, Leo. Did I just see what I think I just saw? Hey, Leo. And then as always, see, it's the total opposite from the blacks. What they do, they quiet motherfucker, give like two rules. They be like, yeah, I saw that shit, man. And that's what happens. And then, what do you want me to do? They have a full-on conversation. And then, they talk that machine gun Spanish. And when you hear that machine gun Spanish, I don't mean that uno, dos, tres, cuatro. No, they're talking about something. Then they start snapping their fingers and licking their lips. And then, you don't know whether to get your knife or break out a goddamn Corona, nigga. I know Cinco de Mayo just fucking happened. Somebody heard that machine gun Spanish and didn't get the fuck out of the way. They got their ass whipped. So if you hear this shit, Anthony, get the fuck out of Dodge, man. Or you could just go over your aunt house and don't fucking leave. That's another thing too. You know, why am I ignoring the obvious shit? So, Anthony, man, I hope that I spent a lot of time on your ass. I hope you safe, nigga. I hope you go down to this motherfucker and you be safe. Be safe, nigga. Remember, it's okay to be a live racist if niggas think, don't do that shit they were talking about in the crash. Remember this shit when crossing the street and Lorenz Tate and Ludacris and fucking Sandra Bullock was just like, well, I don't want to cross the street. They're going to think I'm a racist. And they were like, oh, nigga, I ain't gonna rob you. No, psych, I'm finna fucking rob you. See, that's what the fuck should've happened. Nigga, be a racist. Be a racist and be alive and just say, these crackers came at me and I got the fuck out of the way. Live to tell about it, Anthony. Man, I wasted a lot of time on that. I didn't waste time. I saved a motherfucker life. Anthony, fuck it. You know the address. JustTalkingWithSam@gmail.com. JustTalkingWithSam@gmail.com, nigga. Email me just to make sure your ass is back, nigga. Just make sure you're safe. Alright. Next question. This comes from my man Ben. Ben writes, I just finished my first year of college. I came back home for the summer. I've only been here a few days, and I found out my mom's a cougar. Please help me. Ooh. Ooh. Ben, I don't think I gotta ask for that shit. Here's what I'm finna do. I'm finna sip on some cap and I'm finna say some shit. Alright, Ben. Here's. Well, you found out your mama's a cougar. With those who don't know, a cougar is an older woman who goes after young men. Ben, you, shit. There's a piece of me that my heart goes out to you, man. Somebody need to hug your ass. Just knowing your mama is patrolling, the mama that you love. You say you college, so this your first year of college. You probably 18, 19 years old, and you gotta come back home, wanted to get some young dick. And not only do you have to hear about this shit could be happening. Ben, that shit is, I don't know if I can answer that one. Out, man, I don't know. I'm not a big drug advocate at this point. I'm pro liquor. I'm not against I'm not against drugs, but I think you need weed. Hey, this summer vacation, nigga, just get high. Just cause I don't know what to say to you, sir. I really don't. I mean, just knowing, because if your mom's successful, that means you can't even have friends, though. I'm sure this is your first year of college, and you probably got friends who went to college, and y'all all want to catch back up. Y'all go home. I don't know what you do. I don't know. You're probably, if you're a white guy, you'll probably go running together. Y'all probably have a black guy, Ben. You'll probably play basketball together. Yeah, I know it's a fucking stereotype, but nigga, I go hoop with my folks. And you come back in the house, you come and get something, you drink all sweaty, and then your mama pussy getting wet because you and your friends, and well, she ain't looking at you, she looking at your friends come back all sweaty and wanna just have a cold sip of water, and you probably do some shit and she end up sucking your best friend's dick. That's some shit you don't wanna think about, man. That's some shit you don't wanna think about. Having your best friend telling you how much he just a 47 year old. You wanna have that. So, man, I'm sorry, Ben. I have no answer. You know, I wanna throw this out there to the listeners, man. If y'all got something for Ben, cause I don't, nigga. If y'all got something, Ben, please email Ben. Well, email me. Don't blow up this nigga shit. Email Ben through me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. God damn. That guy suck, nigga. And to seeing your, that's your mama, man. What happened? Shit, your mama's a cougar. And, shit, let's say it ain't one of your friends. Your mama trying to live out her, and you got a nigga that's older than you by 6 months, acting like he your goddamn daddy. Shit, nigga, that, man, Ben, I think we just reached to just talking with Sam first. This is the first person I don't think I can fucking help. Being weed, just go to weed. Nigga, I'm not a weed head. I tried weed. It didn't stick with me. It's not my drug of choice. Reason I tried weed is because niggas blow your high. Niggas can blow your high with fucked up moods. At least with liquor, that's my drug of choice. Liquor is my drug of choice. You can ask Cap. The reason I chose liquor is because you gotta work hard. You gotta sober me up to take away my high. That is a good hour, 2 hour check. And I'm just, nigga, if I'm drunk, you could tell me the worst shit possible. I can make a joke about it and go right to sleep. That's what liquor does. Weed, well, somebody tell you some fucked up shit and blow your high. You just lost $60 in good weed. And you mad at that nigga for life. But Ben, in your case, maybe you need some weed, man. Your mama's a cougar. And the way the letter sound like it says, you come back home, so y'all still in the same house, so it's gonna be, you run the risk, 4th of July weekend, 3 in the morning, having some young nigga just fucking your mama upstairs, nigga, that, oh, shit. Alright, somebody help Ben out. I can't do it. I'm saying I don't want this motherfucker to get on some bigger shit. I don't want him get high, get on crack, or nothing like that. I don't want him drinking. I don't want you drinking, because if you drinking, you gonna stab a motherfucker. At least weed will mellow your ass out. So, Ben, as of right now, the answer is weed. Get high. It's okay. It's okay. And if somebody asks you why you getting high, you let them know what the fuck going on. You let them know that your mama is fucking 19-year-old boys. Yep. I'm finna gracefully move on to the next question, man, until somebody else can help you. Cause that, oh shit, I'm saying we don't drink nothing, cause you're gonna stab or shoot a motherfucker. Don't take crack, man. You don't wanna take crack because your mama's sucking young dick. You don't wanna do that. That ain't a good reason for crack habit. That's her, not you, nigga. And all those other drugs out there, you don't wanna take that. Granted, if you did, nobody a fucky. I'm saying just weed. You could get as high as you want. But nigga, you just gotta deal with this shit for a couple more months. You gonna be back in school, and you can act like you don't know that motherfucker. That's what I did. Now, my mom's not a cougar. I just ignored the fuck out of her when I was in college. Fuck that shit. I ignored her. I called her. Like, if that's probably what you gotta do. You probably wanna go, nigga. Just go somewhere far where niggas don't know you as the mama who fucks them. Because, well, low job from nigga. You don't want to do that. So, Ben, I hope I help you. Woo! Okay, let's move on, Gerard. Fuck that, nigga. Damn it, Gmail. Failed, motherfucker. All the hips in that, nigga. Mama is a cougar. I mean, she's a cougar is a fucking aggressive animal, nigga. That means she is actively searching for dick. Young bitch group dick. That is something else, ain't it? That is some. Woo. Oh, we don't talk to Gerard. We don't ask the Gerard question. Me and you on your own. Has helped you. Look, actively listen to me. Or some of y'all fly by night, miss an episode, get an episode, niggas. If y'all want to help Ben, this is the time y'all do it. I would dedicate a whole show to helping Ben, because I don't know how to do that shit. That's where it's special in your mind and block that shit out. I had that. I don't even know the rules of Cougar. But anyway, Gerard X. I have been given an ultimatum. The dog I had for 6 years or the woman I had for 6 months. My chick has allergies and can't be around a dog, so I have to choose. Who the fuck said you had to choose? Ain't nobody asked your ass to choose shit. It's probably some woman. All right, Gerard, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get your balls back. I want you to get your balls back because obviously the woman is making you choose between the dog who is there for you for forever and some woman. If you ask my opinion, motherfucker, choose the goddamn dog. Get another woman. Can't get a dog. Let me explain just how loyal, just the fact that she tried some shit like this. Fuck her allergies, nigga. Have her drink some goddamn Benadryl every night because that dog was goddamn loyal to you. Dogs are loyal, man. That's why I kind of want a dog. Sooner or later, I may buy me a damn dog, but not right now. I just can't keep up with it. But My brother got one. Dogs are loyal as hell. Dogs have no sense of time. That's what makes they ass loyal. You could be gone for 3 hours or 3 fucking years. That dog gonna love you just the same as when you come back home. Ain't gonna ask no questions. It's just glad that your ass is back in the building. Meanwhile, this motherfucker woman gonna ask you all the questions. Where you going? Where you been? Who you hanging with? Why you this? Why you that? I want to watch this. Why you ain't there? I did this. Fuck that shit, nigga. She need to go. That is your dog, nigga. I know. You talking about some, well, there's some people out there say, Sam, that's pussy. You don't get away. Nigga, a dog could get you more pussy. I have seen this shit go down, nigga. A good dog, you act like you care about it. You take it out. You walk it where it's bitches. And they see the dog and they think it's the cutest thing in the fucking world. And guess what? More pussy. So, this motherfucker who only been around, you tell her ass to get an antihistamine shot and deal with the shit because that dog ain't going nowhere. That's what you do, nigga. That's what you do. You don't let somebody, this is your dog. And she only been around 6 months. So that means she only been around for a couple of dates. Probably fucked her a lot. I don't know. I don't know your fucking regimen in 6 months. But it's not as much as one would have it, where you had a lifelong commitment where you actually gotta give a fuck about this person. No, 6 months. Nigga, 6 months, you probably still lying to her ass. You probably ain't said a word of truth yet, nigga. So the dog can stay, man. I don't know what type of dog you got, but that dog has been with you since day one. 6 years. That means when you wasn't getting pussy, you dog probably look out for you and bark, and you can rub your fingers through the dog ears, and it's right there just being loyal and shit. Ain't, you know what? If your dog is trained, nigga, go tell the dog, go get some new pussy. Just send it outside and go get some new pussy, and that's just what the fuck happened. And you gonna get a new bitch. You don't need to deal with that shit. That ultimatum, nigga. That's why you don't give ultimatums. Because, well, you wouldn't give me an ultimatum, goddammit. I would do the worst thing fucking possible. The thing you don't want me to do, I would do. You don't do that shit. That's a damn dog. I mean, the dog was here for you forever. That's why you call your best friend dog. That's what you do, Gerard. You don't let nobody rule your ass. That's your... They say man's best friend for a fucking reason. So, you keep the damn dog. That's what you do. I'm finna move on to the next question. I'm finna sip me some cap while I look at the question next. Nigga, you don't, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Alright. This come from my man Tom. Tom writes, I catch an earful from my wife every time I hang with my fishing buddies. She wants me to talk to her like I talk to them. She says when I'm with them, I laugh, joke, and act very lighthearted. Oh, shit. Okay, lighthearted. I ain't heard that shit in a while. Wait, eyes lighthearted. When I talk to her, I treat it like it's a chore. How do I get her to shut up? Damn. Okay, Tom, let me help you with this. Tell her to shut the fuck up. Tom, the only thing about this, man, you laugh, you joke, and you do this shit with your friends because that's your friends. You're very lighthearted because you can talk shit with your friends. Females don't understand that shit. They don't understand. It goes back, and when you said how you get her to shut up, I don't know if you get her to shut up as a whole or you just want her to stop fucking with you. Basically, the whole shit is you do have to communicate with her, but just let her talk. Let her say some dumb shit. This goes back to what I was saying to a couple of a listener ago, roughly 2-3 shows ago. Women like to control fun, man. That's all they do. So don't fix shit, man. Just shut the fuck up. So they just want to control fun. Anytime you out somewhere and you look like you having a good time, all they want to do is control fun. And the fact that they controlling the fun because you having fun. They controlling the fun because they want to control the fun because you ain't having fun with they ass. They not saying it's okay for time to do this shit. So all you gotta do is say, hey motherfucker, these are my fishing buddies for a reason. The reason they're fishing buddies, reason you going fishing without her ass because that says you don't want to be around that bullshit all the time. That's just what it is. So every relationship needs its break, and that's your break. Apparently fishing is your thing to get the fuck away from her ass. You tired of the nagging, you tired about hearing the bitch from accounting, you tired of hearing about her goddamn day. So no wonder you treat it like a chore, because she probably ain't said no new shit since, I don't know, 2005. So, yeah, no wonder you would treat this shit as a chore. So, tell her, I need a break from your fucking work stories, go out, get kidnapped, get raped, go fuck around with Ben Muller, go be a cougar, go have a fucking exciting story to tell, and then maybe somebody will listen to your ass like you got something to say. I ain't saying this so you can go out and do some dumb shit. I'm saying this because you acting goddamn crazy. Now, if you say all of that and you ain't got nothing to talk about after that, well, you did it. You did it, motherfucker. All she want to do is control fun. That's what it's looking like, Tom. And when she control that goddamn fun, she got you by the goddamn balls. She got you by the fucking balls, And then she's going to be controlling all types of shit. She's going to be controlling your pussy ratio. She's going to be like, yeah, I don't want to fuck him tonight. I'm not going to do this shit. And then it's going to be more control, more control, more control. You the fucking head of the household, Tom. You got to put your fucking foot down and say, look, I'm hanging with these niggas because you not interested. Or at least the shit you make this shit interesting. Let's go ahead and talk. But if you say one thing about this motherfucker I can't stand, I don't want to hear about this shit. Or you could just lie. That's another thing. You could just lie. You could say some shit like, oh, well, talk and act like you're listening, but you're not really listening. You say, uh-huh, go ahead, blah, 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 blah. I told you that bitch was crazy. Then when you, either way, man, you're treating it like it, you do it. You got to tell her that, you know, you born as all hell. And that's the shit you got to say. That's pretty still with my man. Taking dick from young niggas, too. So that means 18 years old. That means she can theoretically fuck 5 times in one night with the same nigga. This nigga gonna go to the kitchen and get a Gatorade and wear his fucking mama. He's hit. Listen. That is fuck. Who mama is a cougar, man? Oh, shit. I want to talk back to Ben. I got a little bit more time in this podcast. This is our show. I ain't going to ask no more questions. I ain't going to answer no more questions this week. I need to talk back to Ben, man. Ben, if you can, get the fuck out of the house, man. Don't have a heart-to-heart with her. Don't try to make this shit right. Don't try to find out why. Just get out of there, dog. Just, cause every explanation you get will not be good enough. So, Ben, just, shit, nigga. That is a hard ass problem. I wanna help you, Ben. I wanna help you because you sound like a good dude, man. Like, yeah, like, here's what you, okay, if you're not good with weed, you don't want to get drunk, here's what you gotta do. You gotta, I need you to go get your swagger together. This could potentially be Action League right here. This is a problem, you're gonna do nothing about it, and then you're gonna end up solving it. Okay, this is a potential Action League in the making. People listen to this shit, this is Action League in the making. I don't know how the fuck you gonna do this shit, but this is Action League. Here's what I need you to do, Ben. I need you to do absolutely nothing about this problem. In fact, I want you to do something for yourself. Ben, if you got any swag about yourself, my heart goes out to you, Ben. Nigga, I need you to find some woman that you like, some woman that you probably met up with at school, some woman that you find tonight, nigga, and hate fuck her. And I mean, really do it. I mean, choke the shit out of why you're doing it. So, in reason. Don't try to kill the bitch. But, you know, you work out your own boundaries with this motherfucker. But you give her some shit where she needs to put an ice pack on her goddamn crotch, nigga. I need you to break her fucking uterus, Ben. Ben, if you're listening, break her shit in half. And then, when you do that, You just work it out. You just work it out, and hopefully, if you've been listening to this show, you got some swagger about yourself, you could turn this shit into an Action League scenario. I'm only throwing a suggestion. I threw the suggestion out with weed. I really don't want you drinking nothing because you're gonna shoot a motherfucker. I'm throwing a second suggestion of hate fucking. That's what you want to do. Go on, tear up some shit. Tear up some shit. She need to go to the doctor's office because you tore it up all the way. I need you to do that, man. Just some, Ben, you'll be the best Action League motherfucker if you could turn this one around. I don't know how to do this one. I'm just gonna be honest with you. If you listen to this shit right now, you gotta wait at least a week for a nigga to probably answer your goddamn question. I don't know how to help Ben. So, it's about time. I'm finna get the fuck off this podcast. But if anybody knows how to help Ben, email me at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Remember, there's no G in talking. It is all one word, justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. And Ben, go hate fucking. Just hate fuck some girl. Act like Tyson. You heard the shit in the beginning. I always try to bring it full circle, nigga. In the beginning of this podcast, you heard Mike Tyson talking, and he was talking some crazy shit. That's what that bitch needs to sound like after you done fucking her. She need to be those things, nigga. And before I get out of here, anyone who watched that Mayweather fight and ended up paying for that shit like I did, I'm sorry. So I know it just anybody who rooted for Sugar Shane Mosley, nigga, you should have lost your goddamn money. You knew that shit wasn't going down. You knew it in your heart it wasn't going down. So I have no sympathy for y'all motherfuckers. But for the rest of y'all, y'all knew this shit. We just gonna be cool. We gonna wait for Pacquiao. Ben, we gonna help you out. And anybody else, if y'all got any questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, Action League, or y'all just wanna say what's up, give it up at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. And I need y'all to have a good week. And that's it. That's the end of the podcast. Have a good week. Now, I'll holler at y'all next time.